Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and we're glad to have you with us again this morning. CCTA is a 501c3 nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that advocates for self-government, advocates for the Constitution, advocates for conservatism, and in doing so, we're constantly vetting candidates, listening to what they have to say, and trying to share that information with you. We do not endorse candidates. That's your decision that you have to make on your own. But in order to be able to make a good, informed, and educated decision, you need to know what the candidates stand for. So this week, East Carolina Republican Women's Club was having a meet and greet, and we asked if we could sit in and just record so people that could not attend could at least hear what the candidates have to say. So that's what we're going to do this morning, is play back that for you, and hope that it helps you to be a better informed voter. Well, the first one that we're going to hear from is Sherry Hunt. Sherry is running for Craven County Commissioner in District 5. So let's hear from Sherry Hunt.
I'm not sure where the timekeeper is, but the time doesn't start till I say my name. Okay? That's when the time officially starts. Is anybody else in this room excited about this election that we have in November? Am I the only one? Okay, good. I know, I am excited. I am looking forward to winning my first race for Craven County Commissioner District 5. My name is Sherry Hunt, and I am your GOP candidate. For those of you unaware of where District 5 lives, District 5 starts at the west end of Havelock. It traverses through Havelock, half of Havelock, not all of it. So you got to find out if you belong to me or belong to Chad. District 5 also includes all the residents that live on base and off base housing. It goes through Harlow and abuts with Carteret County line. That's District 5. I am a Midwest girl born and raised in Indiana, South Bend, Indiana, home of the Fighting Irish, if anybody follows college football. Thank you. Yeah. I wasn't raised with pigs and tobacco. I was raised with corn and cows. So while Indiana's landscape is different, the smells are very similar sometimes. I left Indiana because I wanted to become a member of the world's finest fighting force, the United States Marine Corps, and I stand here today proud to say that I did indeed earn that title and the right to wear the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. Hurrah. Who am I now? I can say I am an American patriot. I don't do a lot of talking, I actually walk the walk, and I will always hold true to the conservative, patriotic values that this country was built upon. I have never in my life wavered from this. I was patriotic since I've been a child. I decorated my room red, white, and blue. I had American Eagles on my bed. I had red floor covering, and I had the American flag on my wall at 10 years old. When I became a teenager, I left because I joined the Marine Corps. And I raised my children to know and understand what it means to be an American. I taught them that it does not matter the color of the skin in America. And I can tell you today, one of the reasons my husband and I chose to stay here and raise our children here is because that we knew that we could raise them to be without bias and without prejudice. We taught our girls that when people immigrate here legally, learn to speak the English language, learn our history, and swear in to be an American citizen, that that's something to celebrate. And we did. We did celebrate that with our friends and neighbors here in Havelock and in Craven County. I'm a constitutionalist that vehemently believes that the Second Amendment right protects the first and protects all the other 25. I also believe that if we follow the Constitution, we can have a better government, not a bigger government, but a better government. I'm a fiscal conservative, and for those of you that don't know what that means I can squeeze blood out of a penny. I was trained in the Marine Corps, and I'll tell you, we always did more with less in the Marine Corps. So did I pick one of the worst times in economic history of America to run for an elected office? Indeed, I did. So while I cannot guarantee that taxes won't change, I can promise you that I will work tirelessly to find other solutions before that has to happen. And what is my plan? I plan to work for all of District 5, not one segment of it. District 5 covers a municipality and a rural area, and I plan to work for all of it. I plan to work for all of Craven County, because coming from Indiana, traveling around the United States, and traveling overseas, I see our community, our Craven County, as one neighborhood. What is good at this end of Craven County is good for those in the other Craven County, because those are also our friends and our neighbors. Specifically, I plan to focus on EMS. Our emergency medical services need to be addressed ASAP. Hi, friend. There's probably, okay, skip. And I'll talk to everyone afterwards. This is where I ask you for your vote. If you cannot vote for me, I need to ask you to please support me either with your time, helping me with my campaign, or with a monetary donation, and that's important too. But what I need help with tonight and tomorrow and Saturday is I need you to think of who you know in my district, whether it's one friend, two friends, or 10 friends. I need you to call those people. I need you to tell them who I am and what I am going to do, what I stand for. Please ask them to vote for me. Ask them if I can put my yard sign in their property. I am the best candidate for Craven County Commissioner, District 5. My name is Hunt.
And if you've seen her signs and things like that, you know she's on the hunt. So.
Next, we'll be hearing from Craven County School Board District 4 candidate, Jennifer Dacey.
Well, thank you to the East Carolina Republican Women's Club for hosting this and for the generous donation to my campaign. I know many of you in this room. I am a Christian, a wife to my husband Scott here in the audience, a mom of two who are both now in college, and have been a Craven County resident for 20 years this month, or last month. And an attorney. I'm currently the chair of our Juvenile Crime Prevention Council here in Craven County. So I'm very familiar with disciplinary issues that we're having in our school system. And I'm also familiar with sort of the other end of education in our county as a former trustee at the Craven Community College. And so I'm familiar with how unprepared many of our students are when they get to the community college. And How many of you in this room have watched a school board meeting over the last 2+ years? So when folks ask me why I'm running, that would be why. I mean, if you watch the school board meeting, you know how those meetings are run. And so I've got some of my palm cards with me tonight, and my priorities are all right here. We have to prioritize students in this county. We have to put safety and discipline first. We've had a lot of issues lately, very close to home, in Onslow County, for instance, where we had a student lose their life last week. We have to do everything in our power as a school board to make sure that the physical plants of these schools are taken care of in every way that our sheriff and his SROs would like them to be. Every last thing needs to be addressed. And that will be a priority for me if elected to the school board. I think the other thing we have to really focus on is excellence in education. We have to stop worrying about all this indoctrination that has seeped into every particular aspect of the school curriculum. Lauren and I have been talking with a lot of parents about all of these curriculum issues. We saw an example this week where we have in a math curriculum, basically let's have group study about math. So your class grade is going to be partially dependent on how well you work in a group to solve a math problem. Now, most of us in this room have had a job and know that when you apply for a job, it's not a group effort. Right? I mean, you are applying based on your qualifications. And frankly, in this county, we need qualified students able to serve in all kinds of capacities, whether it's vocational tech, I mean, whatever they might do in this county, we need to be producing folks who can make change at the cash register and can interact with adults. And right now, our grades in this county, countywide, are failing. That excellence in education is simply not there. And one of my main priorities will be to make sure that at a minimum, we are going to have kids reading at grade level by third grade. We know that that is incredibly important. If you can start doing that consistently, then everything else follows from that. And then also respect and protect parents' rights. We did not have a school system that did that over the last 2 years. We had parents who consistently were saying, we want to take the masks off our kids. We had surveys done. That's what they said. That's not what happened. So that has to change. And I think we have to consistently empower and support our teachers and our staff. They have to feel supported. We can't have a situation where staff people feel like if they make a comment about a problem at their school, they're going to face retribution from the central office. That has to stop. So I would encourage you, please, if you live in District 4 or if you know folks who do, I need your vote. I need your support. I'm knocking on doors pretty much every day. So come help me. It's fun. It's a great way to learn more about all the folks out in your community. And my district is Old Town, most of the city of New Bern, west to Simmons Street, Trent Woods, Pembroke, Duffy Field. It's big. So I need all the support I can get. Thank you all so much.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back and hear from some more candidates.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call again. We're at the East Carolina Republican Women's Meeting, and they are having candidates come in so they can meet and greet with the public. And we're now going to hear from candidate for Craven County Clerk of Court, Lexanne Huffman.
I appreciate all these folks that are getting to tell everyone about their districts and their, their wards, because I just have all 900 square miles of Craven County, which is quite large if you've ever driven it in a day, because I have. My name is Lexanne Huffman, and I am your Craven County Republican conservative candidate for Clerk of Court. I ran in 2018 against the incumbent, and I fell 421 votes short of 35,000. We can do it this time. I know we can, but I absolutely am going to need your help. I need your support. I need your prayers, and we need to get out the vote. That's been said time and time again. What are my qualifications? So upon graduation from college, I immediately went to work in the district attorney's office in Craven County. I worked there for right at 20 years for our elected DA, David McFadden. I worked pretty closely with someone that you might be familiar with. His name is Scott Thomas. He was a young assistant DA at the time. I also worked with a young highway patrolman named Chip Hughes. You may be familiar with that name as well. And I tell you all that because that is where my love of the court system in Craven County really grew and nurtured. I spent almost 31 years. I spent 20 years in the DA's office. So that was my criminal background. And then in 1999, actually, I was appointed as the trial court administrator by our senior resident Superior Court judge, which entailed calendaring and managing all of our civil dockets for Craven, Carteret, and Pamlico counties. I have worked with some of the finest judges, both on the Superior Court bench and the District Court bench. And I can tell you now that we, without a doubt, have the finest judges in our district right now serving. I'm not saying it because some of them are here. I genuinely mean that. And I've seen judges from all over the state. It is so important to me that we have a conservative and a Republican in this office. There's never been a Republican clerk of court for Craven County. And people say, why is it a partisan race? Well, let's look at our school board. You know, I absolutely applaud our Republican leadership for making our school board races partisan, because it is so critical to understand the political leanings of people who are in charge and who are responsible for our government and our county and our citizens and our children and grandchildren. So I absolutely believe that this race should be a partisan race. The incumbent was appointed by a Democratic judge. She is a lifelong Democrat. She had the opportunity to change parties, but she did not. She literally contemplated it, but did not choose to change. I'm not really sure what about the Democratic platform she appeals to or embraces, but I can tell you that there is not a thing about it that appeals to me or that I would embrace at all. As I said, I have the entire county. I do need poll workers. I need folks that will go with me door to door. I've already started that. We actually started in July, which has been so much fun, and we'll continue on through. I can promise you that no one will work harder for this very important office. And I am looking very much forward to working with our judges, our DA, and our sheriff. It is just for a cohesive court system. I just think that you absolutely have to have Republicans at the helm, and I would appreciate your vote and your support very much. There are palm cards back there. I have business cards that have my QR code on it, which will take you to my website. And I'm also, as a fundraiser, I have a shotgun raffle. It's a beautiful 20-gauge over-under. It's here tonight. If you would like a ticket, one ticket is $25. Three tickets are $50. And I will stay and be happy to answer any questions that anyone might have. But I appreciate everyone for coming. Thank you to the women of East Carolina for having us here. And I appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Okay, our next candidate is Celeste Cairns, running for North Carolina House District 13.
Thank you. Good evening. And thank you for having us and doing this. I was up here last week, literally almost next door, with the young Republicans at the axe-throwing place. Will said, we'll just let folks ask you questions between the axe throws. I thought... guess I'm not a real politician yet to allow that nonsense. But honestly, it was good. We had a really good time. So thank you for providing a safe place this evening for us all to be. We appreciate it. So to tell you a little bit about my background, I was raised in Georgia, a graduate of the University of Georgia, their College of Business Administration, practiced as a CPA for a lot of years, first in the Atlanta office of Deloitte, and then for several years in their Nashville office. And then when I left public accounting, I did auditing and consulting in first the insurance industry and later the healthcare industry. So I met and married an Army man. It's not something I ever expected to happen, but ran into a handsome young man that I'd had a crush on in high school down in South Georgia. Imagine this. We run into each other 11 years later in the Nashville, Tennessee airport. And I joke that he finally asked me out. Took 13 years, but he did it. And he's a wonderful man. So he is retired now from being a special forces officer. I'm very proud of him. But he still works with the military, with the Department of Defense and the Marine Corps at Camp Lejeune. We have two children, a son who is a police officer in Dallas, Texas. I joke that he's been trying to kill me since he was 2 years old. He still makes me worry for him every day, and I would appreciate your prayers for his safety. He's working nights now in the busiest precinct in Dallas. I have a daughter who is an Army lieutenant, and she will be a practicing physical therapist in the Army here shortly. She's finishing her DPT in Texas as well. They are both Republicans. I'm extremely proud of that. And they're both ECU grads. Go Pirates. I'd also like to introduce you, if I could, to the lady who is going to be, because we are thinking positively, is going to be my legislative assistant in Raleigh, and that's Jan Cope. Okay. She is wonderful. She was probably the secret to my success in the campaign, in the primary, honestly. She's smart, she's funny, and I trust her. And she's gonna do good work for me and good work for you here in Craven County. So the 13th District has traditionally been Carteret and Jones counties, both complete counties. And the lady who represents them now is named Pat McElraft, and she is retiring. So with the redistricting, we lost Jones County and picked up some of Craven, which I think is a good thing, and I look forward to working with Steve Tyson. I point out Pat McElraft because as I was listening to these other wonderful ladies who you have running here, it's exciting to see Republican women getting up and getting involved and how wonderful and how strong they are. But I will point out that the District 13 has been represented for 30 years by Republican women. And I think that's really neat. You know, we always get that pushback from the Democrats that somehow we don't like women. And in one of the most conservative districts in the states, we've been represented for three decades by women. Happily, like I say, it is a very conservative district, which makes it a great place to live, obviously. Uh-oh, what do you mean 1 minute? Seriously, that's no way. It's not possible. I'm just getting started. No, but it is a conservative district. I do have a Democrat opponent. She is the chair of the Democrat Party in Carteret County. I don't know her. Her social media would indicate that she is exactly what we would expect her to be. And like I say, we are feeling very confident. We're working hard. I'm going fast. We're going to get out the vote. That is the goal of our campaign right now. I feel like we're in good shape, but this state needs us here in Eastern North Carolina to show up strong. You know, we talk about some of the races like Judge Newby's race. Y'all know about that race, 401 votes in a race where 5.4 million votes were cast, 4 votes per county. Turn us out, y'all. We got to do it. And that's what we're working hard to do. And he's telling me to hush. Okay. Thank you. I will stay around as long as you want, answer any questions you have. Thank you.
Okay, well now we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Okay, so that was the candidates as they addressed the audience that evening. And then immediately afterward, I offered them the opportunity to be interviewed, and I asked them some specific questions. So here are those interviews. Okay, as mentioned before, we're here at the East Carolina Republican Women's Meeting where they're holding a special event to have the candidates for a number of offices come in and meet and greet with the public. And we wanted to give everybody an opportunity to hear what the candidates have to say. As a 501c3 nonpartisan organization, we do not endorse candidates, but we do feel obligated to vet the candidates and help to get their information out so the public knows, can be a well-informed public when they go to the polls to vote. So Jennifer Dacey,
yes,
is
sir,
running for school board in District 4 in Craven County, and we welcome Jennifer to the microphone. So Jennifer, why did you decide to run?
Well, I ran because I have been going to school board meetings the last 2+ years and observing what's happening there and observing the state of education in our county. And I think we have a lot of improving to do. And I have some experience as chair of our Juvenile Crime Prevention Council in the county, so I know what's happening with juvenile crime and discipline in our schools and the challenge that those things are. And then I've been a trustee at our community college, so I know the struggles that we have in terms of remediation that we have to do with kids who are coming out of our high schools, not being, frankly, prepared to do college-level work all the time. So we have a lot of improvement that needs to happen in our public school system.
Amen. I think you'll find most people will agree with that statement.
Yes.
So have you held public office before?
I have not, no. So, never held public office.
So you're not beholden to any...
I am not. Beholden to anybody.
So what gives you the experience that you think you need to be on the school board?
Well, I have navigated educational decisions for my own kids who are now in college, and my experience there was that all kids are unique, and what works in terms of learning for one is not going to work for the other necessarily in all cases. And I learned firsthand that early intervention in a lot of cases is really important. We know already that after the last 2+ years of COVID, we've got all kinds of developmental delays that are being seen in our young kids. And all of those issues are going to be coming to all of our public schools and private schools. So I've learned about that. And then a lot of my other volunteer activities have given me sort of a window into what is currently happening in our school system. And I've got a lot of board experience. And I think sort of simply the functioning of the board itself needs to be improved upon.
So if you were to be elected, what would your priorities be?
So there are a number of priorities. Top of the list really has to be school safety and discipline, and that's one of the important ways in which we put students first. We've got to assure parents and students that the physical structures are everything they need to be in terms of security for our students and staff. And those issues have been identified, I think, largely by our law enforcement agencies, and we need to work with them to make sure every requirement is fulfilled. And then our teachers, in terms of discipline, I think they need to be backed up on a lot of discipline issues. And they need to feel like, you know, the board has their back, I think, on all of those things. And then, of course, we've got to focus on restoring excellence in education and eliminate the indoctrination that's happening. We don't have time for it. Not only is it wrong, right, but we don't have time for it. We have to get back to the business of educating kids about reading, writing, and arithmetic.
So, Jennifer, do you identify as a conservative?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
So, as a conservative, what do you feel, what should education be? You mentioned indoctrination.
Right. I believe in a traditional liberal education. And when I say liberal, I mean the academic sense, right? I want children to be able to think critically when they graduate from high school. The basic things should not even be an issue. They all should be doing math at grade level, reading at grade level. There should be appropriate reading comprehension at grade level. All of those things are an absolute must. But the most important thing is for them to be able to think critically and for themselves and be able to make decisions for themselves that are sound and be able to identify what really is the truth.
So you don't see it as the teacher's job to tell them what to think?
No.
You want to teach them how to think?
Correct.
Right. Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, I'll give you a couple of minutes to freewheel it and just whatever you have on your mind.
Just freewheel it. I will say I think, I was knocking on doors today, and I think one of the things that we need to figure out how to incorporate in our public school system is the tremendous wealth of information we have among retirees in our local population. And I met a fella today who was involved in the public school system for his entire career and really has an incredible understanding of how things have gotten to the place where they are. And I think people with that background would be very helpful to get involved in some way in assisting parents and board members in trying to fix some of the various issues that we have. And I think we've got some models for that. We've been looking at what they do in Carteret County, which if folks are familiar with the grades that we give to schools and districts, they consistently are a high-performing school system. And they have something that they call, I believe it's parental advisory councils or parental advisory groups. And so this is very different than a PTO. It is a group of parents that are selected by the administrator of the school, and they meet somewhat regularly among themselves, but then also with school board members, particularly those who represent the part of the county in which that school sits or in which that attendance district is involved. And so they're involving the feeder schools to a particular high school,
right,
in conversations about what the curriculum is and should be and what kinds of functional issues need to be fixed in, right, those systems. So I think those are the kinds of things that we need to look at doing and bringing outsiders in to help who, well, have knowledge of this.
I think you've hit on a very key topic there, because when you say retired, that,
right,
usually indicates up in age, because,
yes,
they have reached that age of retirement.
Right.
And with age comes experience.
Right.
And these people have learned,
right,
from experience, from life experience.
Yes.
And seen the changes over the last decades. And they know where we went wrong, as you said.
That's
and
right.
What we need to do to correct it. So that's a very key point.
Yep.
I appreciate you bringing that out.
Sure.
Well, Jennifer, thank you, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
We hope to see you later down the road.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we're here at the East Carolina Republican Women's Meeting, where they have brought in the candidates that are running for various offices. And we just wanted to introduce the candidates to you and let them have an opportunity to tell you their platform. So next on the list, we have Lexanne Huffman, who is running for clerk of court here in Craven County. Lexanne, how are you?
I am great, Rick. How are you?
I'm a little confused, but I'll get there. Anyway, thank you for coming and talking with us this evening. Let me ask you, first of all, why did you decide to run for office?
I decided to run for this very important office because I ran in 2018. Unfortunately, I fell 421 votes shy out of 35,000. But my desire for to run again was very important to me because I worked in the court system for right at 31 years. I absolutely loved my jobs. I worked in the criminal courts with the district attorney's office for 19 years, and then I spent 12 years as the trial court administrator, which took me to the civil courts for Craven, Carteret, and Pamlico counties. I can honestly say I literally loved going to work every single day, which I knew was unique at the time, but I did not really realize how much I would miss public service and not working for the state of North Carolina and the citizens of Craven County until I was in the private sector. So that is why I am running for this office.
Oh. Have you held any office before?
I have not.
Okay, so you're not beholden to any political...
Okay. I am not.
So if you are elected, what are your priorities as clerk of court?
My priorities are, of course, to create the most cohesive climate for our court system. I have worked, when I was in the district attorney's office, I worked with Scott Thomas, who at the time was a young assistant district attorney. I also worked with Chip Hughes, who of course is now our sheriff. And I have worked for many years with all of our judges, both our district court judges and our superior court judges. I think that it is imperative that we have a Republican, conservative clerk of superior court, which we've never had in Craven County. Craven has never seen a Republican clerk of court. I worked in that system now for many years, and there are many changes that need to be made in our current clerk's office. She, for the most part, inherited a wonderful group of young women and men, but I believe that that there needs to be more education. I think there needs to be more cross-training. I would like to see also a website specifically for the Craven County Clerk of Court, and I actually mentioned this in 2018. So that when folks, for instance, have an estate matter where, you know, someone has lost their spouse after many, many years, they can go on the website. They first will know where that division is located in the courthouse complex. They would know where to park. That information would be there. And the information that they would be required to bring with them to help better prepare them for what was getting ready to happen and what would be required.
So I take it there's not one
there
now.
Is not. No, there
that
is not.
Sounds like a good idea, letting the public know. Yeah. So you've identified as a Republican conservative.
Mm-hmm.
If you are elected as a clerk of Superior Court?
Mm-hmm. Clerk of Superior Court.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it also covers district court as well. That's kind of a confusing point for
right.
some people.
Well, I've just been saying clerk of court.
That's okay. That's what most people do say.
So as clerk of court and as a conservative, what do you think you could do to make more conservative changes other than the website?
Well, of course, the clerk's office is responsible for all of the income and the court fines and fees that are collected through the cashier's division. The clerk handles many different aspects, there are a lot of functions of the clerk that are not public, that can't be revealed to the public, but I would work very hard to have an open door policy that would better serve all of the, you know, citizens of Craven County, not just a certain section. And I believe transparency is also very important. And I would work very hard to make that office as transparent as possible and disclose anything that I could in terms of, you know, data and information, which, of course, again, goes along with the website.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have. So I'll give you a minute here to just make your closing statements.
Well, thank you. My name is Lexianne Huffman, and I am your conservative constitutionalist. I believe in the North Carolina Constitution as well as the United States Constitution. And I'm a wife, and I'm a mother, and I'm a grandmother. I absolutely am a Christian. Praise the Lord. I have Him to guide me each and every day. Because if you've never had to run for political office, you understand very well how important that is. So I would appreciate your vote. I would appreciate your prayers, and I would appreciate your support.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for spending some time with us today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Well, again, we're here at the East Carolina Women's Republican meeting that they're having tonight, and they are having candidates come in and present themselves before the public so that you can learn who the candidates are, what their platforms are, and what they stand for. So we want you to be a well-informed voter, and that's why we're here tonight. We do not endorse candidates. There's nothing about this show that should be taken as an endorsement. It's just to get the information out to you, the voter. So with us now, we have Celeste Cairns, who is running for District 13, House of Representatives here in North Carolina. Celeste, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Rick.
Good to have you with us tonight. I've got a few questions. I'll start with, why did you decide to run for this?
You know, I ran in a special election a few years ago, and it was the first time I had run for anything, and I felt ill-prepared and didn't know a lot of folks in the area, but I had been encouraged into it by some family, and so I did it. It was a difficult process, but I learned a lot, and so 3 years later, after getting really plugged in with the party in Carteret County, I was in a really a different position where I was being encouraged to run, and our current rep, Pat McElrath, actually pulled me aside, talked to me about running, felt like I would be a good fit. She was desirous of having another conservative, a conservative woman in particular, to take up the fight. And then I spoke to other leadership in the party, and they were encouraging as well. So I kind of felt like it was something I should do. Still something I felt was not natural for me and was a little difficult, but it's one of those things where you feel like for such a time as this, you know, if not me, why not me? And so just trusting, frankly, trusting God to move forward. He would give me what I needed if it was something that I was meant to do. And speaking with my husband, and he was very supportive, so we just decided to walk forward and see how it went.
Okay. So have you ever held office before?
No, not politically. No.
So if you are elected, what are your priorities?
There are many. Obviously, you know, as we look around, certainly the state of North Carolina, but especially right now the nation, it feels like we are being weakened in almost every area, you know, whether socially, culturally, economically, the military, everything. I just feel like we're being weakened. And so the priorities are large. First priority is to try to get as many Republicans into office as we can. I would really love to see supermajorities in the House and the Senate in North Carolina, where we would have the ability to override the governor's veto, because, you know, we are really limited in what we can do until we're able to do that. But the first priority would probably be look over the bills that he has vetoed, and I think there are 70 plus.
Wow.
That were great bills and things that people are very interested, you know, from CRT to all kinds of things. And I think first thing we do is try to get some of those bills back through, hopefully with supermajorities this time. So we'll just work our way down that list. But there are lots of things that are important, Rick. I mean, education, obviously, and doing what we should for the children. One, protecting them from radical ideologies, I think, is extremely important. But honestly, just seeing that they get a good basic education and see a path forward. It's not necessarily college, but maybe, you know, trades and things that are very important for children to see there's something I can do, something that I'm good at to help them be prepared for the future. The life issue is very important to me. You know, after Roe v. Wade has been overturned now, that's going to come back to the state level for us to reconsider again. And I'm very hopeful that we will be supporters of life. And so that is something that is extremely important to me as well.
So do you identify as a conservative?
I do.
So you see that you would fit in with the conservative caucus and the bills that they are pushing?
I do. Mm. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. You mentioned education. What do you think needs to be done with the education system? What corrections need to be made?
You know, I don't pretend to have great knowledge about how all the schools are run. We certainly know that we are seeing CRT and other things creep into the schools and influence our children, I think, in a very negative way. So we need to get these things out of the schools, and we really need to focus on sound basic education.
So you want to get rid of indoctrination and get back to educating.
Absolutely. Right. And children need to understand that patriotism is a good thing, and that this country has done amazing things. We've not always been perfect, of course, but our ideals are wonderful, and we have pushed forward and tried to make this nation a better place and been very consistent, I believe, in that until very recently, perhaps. I don't know if that answers the question.
Well, it does, because you're not running for school board. We didn't expect you to be real.
I'm not. Obviously, we need to support our teachers. We need great teachers in the classrooms. It's got to be such a difficult job. I think so much of our trouble stems from the fact that the culture is in a bad state, and it has degraded. So you have children coming from very unhealthy homes where they don't have the support that they need. And so for us to expect that they're going to do well in school, it's quite challenging for the teacher and for the student.
Right.
And as we saw children being forced to learn from home, it just made that even worse for kids who do not have parents who are interested in being helpful or may not have the means to help that child. And so, I think a lot of the problems that we see in the education system in general stem from the problems we see in the culture.
Well, I think you did a very good job of answering the question there. 1 minute to wrap it up.
So, yes, my name is Celeste Cairns, and I would certainly appreciate everyone out there who would be my constituent. That's the eastern end of Craven County and all of Carteret County. I would surely appreciate your support. We would like to see not just a red wave, but a red tsunami. I would like for Eastern North Carolinians to stand up and just say, you know what, we're not interested in the nonsense that we're getting from the blue team. Because at this point, let's be honest, with the primaries behind us, it's red versus blue. And I, for one, want to see the red folks gain as much strength as possible. And in the state house, and certainly in the courts and in the Supreme Court, very particularly, we are saying, statewide, this thing 3-2-1. We need 3 seats in the House, 2 seats in the Senate to take supermajorities, and we need at least 1 seat on the Supreme Court to have the majority there. 2 would be better, and we have the potential of picking up 2 seats. But I ask you to get out there and support Republicans up and down the ticket. And my website is celesteforNC.com. I would appreciate any support you can give me. Check me out on Facebook as well, CelesteforNC. Thank you.
Thank you. And we really appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
Next up is we have Ms. Sherry Hunt, and Sherry is running for
Craven County Commissioner, District 5.
There you go.
District 5 covers half of Havelock, starting at the West End, Tucker Creek neighborhood. It covers half of Havelock. It includes all of the residents on board and off-base housing for Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station. District 5 also covers all of Harlow and abuts with Carteret County Line.
So, as a candidate, why did you decide to run for commissioner?
Well, I was asked to run by several different people, and for the first time in my life, I actually took 2 months to make that decision. First thing I had to find out was what exactly was the job. The second part of that decision was, could I get the job done? And then when I discussed it with the people closest to me, all the men in my life, my husband, my brother, my cousin, and my son-in-law, they supported me 110%. One said, you had to do it. You're the best candidate. The other said, who wouldn't vote for you? Another one said, absolutely, you have to run because nobody's going to work harder than you. And they all encouraged me to do it. And sometimes you have to listen to the people that know you best and love you the most. And so I said, all right, everyone, let's do this.
So have you ever held an office before?
No. This is my first campaign to run for any elected official before. I have been on local boards for volunteer boards such as American Red Cross and the local no-kill animal shelter called Colonial Capital Humane Society. I was elected to the boards for those.
Okay. If you are elected, what are your main priorities?
My main priorities would be EMS in District 5 and some other areas in Craven County. Another area of concern is some drainage issues. While the drainage issues haven't much improved over the last 10 to 12, 13 years, there are still pockets in District 5 that need attention and some pockets in Craven County that need additional attention. I've also found a need for our local veterans. The National Cemetery located in New Bern, North Carolina, which is what the local veterans would utilize when they leave this earth and go join their Heavenly Father, is full. I intend to work on an extension for that cemetery down here in District 5. It's going to be a huge undertaking because that cemetery is not a local cemetery. It's not countywide or municipality or even state. It belongs to the federal government. But I believe that with the support of the other elected officials, it can happen.
All right. Well, as a candidate, do you identify as a conservative?
I'm very much a conservative in all areas of my life. I am, in fact, a very fiscal conservative. I can squeeze blood out of a penny, and I was trained in the United States Marine Corps to do more with less, and I can tell you that we always, always did more with less, and I've utilized that in my personal and professional life ever since I got out of boot camp, actually.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes here to wrap up with your final statements.
I would encourage anyone that has any questions to me to please reach out, call me, to come to one of my meet and greets, to come to any of these meetings and meet me. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you love about Craven County. I don't want to waste any time trying to change something that doesn't need to be changed. I want to focus on all of my efforts in moving forward in the 21st century.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. Sherry Hunt, candidate for Craven County Commissioner District 5, and we appreciate you, Sherry, coming in and spending some time with us.
I appreciate you and the questions you asked. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that concludes today's show, and I hope you enjoyed hearing from the candidates and it was helpful to you as a voter and making up your mind. And please visit us at cctaxpayers.com. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on, and we have a monthly meeting the third Tuesday of every month. Hope to see you at one of those. Also, you can search for us on Telegram, where we have a group and a channel where we post current events and news, another way to keep up with what's going on. So join us on Telegram also.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.